Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Tonight is the annual Irish Sport Industry Awards, which celebrate the value of sport to the Irish economy and excellence in the business of sport. It comes after the Europa League final was hosted in Dublin and attracted thousands of German and Italian fans and showcased Ireland as a venue for major events. Mary O'Connor is the Chief Executive of the Federation of Irish Sport and is on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Delighted to have you on, Mary. Let's start with the Europa League final. Did that earn much money for the capital city last week?
Well, I think that's to be told. That story is to be told. But if you look back at the Irish American Vince Limited event with the Aer Lingus Classic last year, a recent report estimated that 180 million added value to the Irish economy holding that event in Ireland last year. There was the largest movement of American citizens since World War II. Approximately 39,000 people visited Ireland from America for that college football classic. So it just shows when you have a large event like that, it does generate the economy. And obviously, then it enhances Ireland's reputation to hold events of that size.
Yes, it did. And by the looks of things, it passed off quite well, the Europa League final. But the Aviva Stadium had to close for a few weeks beforehand. So it did come at a cost to the stadium.
Yeah, it did. And I think, you know, there's probably learnings from that as well. But obviously, when you're hosting a European final, it's a mammoth task. I think you only have to look over the waters of France and look at Paris are trying to do for the Olympics and the Paralympics that are coming up. It's a huge undertaking. And I think, to be fair to all the key stakeholders involved in running the Europa League final, they needed to take precaution. They needed to prepare well. And I think, you know, everybody is saying how fantastic it ran off. And I think that's a credit to all the organisers. And that's possibly why it needed such organisation beforehand.
Now, tell us more about Irish companies engaged in the business of sport.
Yeah, the reason for the Irish Sport Industry Awards, Joe, is to demonstrate that sport in Ireland and internationally is big business. A lot of people take sport in Ireland for granted as something to do for your physical and mental health and to be enjoyed and for us to be entertained by it. But it is a big business, and the Sport Industry Awards celebrate that through recognising best sponsorship, the best use of communications platforms in sport, and best businesses of the year in relation to sport. And we have a lot of sports companies who are working in the data side of the house in terms of looking at monitoring athletes' performance and so on. And some of them have gone on to international recognition. And I might mention two. Output Sports won our Best New Sports Business Award last year at the Irish Sport Industry Awards. They were founded in 2018 by Dr. Martin O'Reilly, Dr. Dara Whelan, and Julian Erbele. And they have gone on now to have a representation in America where they're working with the NBA, the NFL, the WNBA, the WNSL, and so on. Essentially, what Output Sports do is that they look at an athlete's 360-degree view of the athlete's performance, and it's data-driven programming, and it's something that we should be quite proud of here. And another company that people are probably not aware of, but they probably see it when you watch the Premier League in England, and I think if you watch the Euros this year, is a company called StatSport. StatSports are another previous winner of the Best Business in Sport Award from the Irish Sport Industry Awards.
And I think we saw a lot of the players at the end of the FA Cup final walking around with these kind of black vests that monitor their behaviour, and that's designed by a company in Dundalk.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. Yeah. Harry Kane of Bayern Munich would be an ambassador for that, and it's fantastic to see. And these are Irish companies performing on the international stage, and I think it really enhances Ireland's reputation as a hub for innovation and technology development. And it's great to see. And we want to celebrate that. We want to recognise that. And I think these awards go a long way to showing, well, you know, when people win these awards, they go on to bigger and better things.
And does it matter that Ireland is not great at producing world beaters in major sports?
I would take umbrage at that comment. I think we are. I think it's a very, very...
Well, we're not winning that many gold medals, and we're not, you know, our football team, for example, is not doing very well. That's two examples.
Yeah, but I suppose everything goes in cycles as well in terms of our football team. We were probably overachieving for a long time. In terms of our athletes, we have a triple world champion in Reese McLennan in gymnastics. I think this Olympics, we have the largest team ever, Joe, going to the Olympics this year, between teams and individual athletes. It's our last home Olympics for 20 years. And what I mean by that is all the other Olympics that are going to be held are going to be on in LA and so on, very far away, different time zones. I'd be very hopeful and confident of the athletes in France. They put a huge amount of effort in. But as I said, when you're competing on an international stage, there's no easy wins.
No easy wins at all. What more do companies need engaging in the business of sport from the government here?
Well, obviously, look, the National Sports Policy was launched in 2018, and the government have made a commitment to double funding for sport. And that's through the development of sport. But in terms of businesses, we need to look at taxation reform and incentives. And Sport Ireland have recently set up an innovation hub to assist companies like Output and Stat Sports in terms of the development of their programming. Because when you look at the Irish economy, the value of Sport Ireland is 3.7 billion per annum. And the Irish people have spent 3.3 billion annually on sport-related goods and services. So we are a sports-mad country. And I think the government has recognised that the last national sports policy. But we need to make sure that all the commitments in the policy are delivered on by its conclusion in 2027.
All right, Mary. Well, best of luck this evening. Hope you have a great evening this evening at the awards ceremony. That's Mary O'Connor, the Chief Executive of the Federation of Irish.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Sport.